White, Battle Creek, Michigan, June 16, 1890. Dear Willie, I was much exhausted after I returned home for a few days, but I am gaining in strength and health. I ride out every day. Emma drives. Marion and I rode out last Sabbath. I have done nothing as yet since I have been at Battle Creek, have had but few calls, and I am resting, but kept anxious for you all, especially for dear Mary. I pray for her daily, and I say nightly, I know the Lord keeps her in the hollow of his hand. Mary now can say in all confidence, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. I have no doubts, no unbelief in the case of Mary. She is the beloved of the Lord. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Psalm 116, verse 15. Mary can say with Paul, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, 8. What should we do in the hour that tries the soul without a Savior? Ministering angels are around about them, giving them to drink of the water of life to refresh their souls in the closing scenes of life. There is a pledge from him who is the resurrection and the life that those who sleep in Jesus will Christ bring with him from the grave. The trump will sound, the dead will awaken to life, to die no more. The eternal morning has come to them, for there will be no night in the city of God. Mary has manfully struggled through temptations and trials. She hath done what she could. She has acted a part through the grace of Christ in molding the character of others by her words and by her deeds. She is dying in the faith, but her works live. After her silence in death, I know that her faith, self-denial, fortitude, patience, self-reliance and self-sacrifice, submission and endurance are all registered in the books of heaven. There cannot be too much done for Mary in the closing hours of her life. But let us bear in mind that Jesus is presiding in the house, in the room. The morning, the resurrection morning. What a day that will be for all those who believe. My prayer is, Lord, comfort Mary. Lord, uphold Mary. Strengthen and bless Mary. I pray the Lord to bless Willie and the dear children and every member of the household. I feel in regard to Mary a continual assurance. It is well with her soul. I feel glad that Sarah can be with you. The Lord bless you and keep you all as in the hollow of his hand. I think I shall think it best to spend some part of the time in Colorado. I know the climate was just what I needed. May the Lord direct. Let us have a word daily, if no more than a card. Mary may never see or know the words I have written, but it is well with her soul. Mother. Edson is here at present. He is well. Emma is in good health. Addie is taking this time to sew on her clothing. May is doing a little here and there. I thought we would not, in the unsettled state of things, make any great pretense of work. I am getting articles in Marion's hands as I can find suitable ones. I shall bend all my energies to writing, preparing books for the press.